Well, they've got a lot of guys that can put up points. I mean, they've got some pretty powerful forward group. I think they, when they get moving and transition the puck well, they skate well through the neutral zone and make plays inside the blue line. They can get, you know, especially the two, Giroux and Voracek, really, really special in terms of the cross ice seam. I don't even know that you would even call it high risk because they'll put the puck at the net. They don't cheat the game. They play hard, and they won a game. So now they're feeling good, and they're in their full push mode to get back into the fight. And we know as well as anybody from what we tried to do last year, you can two or three good weeks and you're back in it, you know, and life's a lot different. So when you get a team that's had some frustration and they start to get something good going on in their locker room, it can really snowball. So we expect their best tonight. Well, back, you know, healthy. He played games for us before the break, and he just didn't keep healing. So he kind of plateaued in terms of how he was feeling. We took that extra time over the break to get him back feeling strong. He's a leader in our room. He defines our attitude and how we want to play. And we've got a number of really good players around him, we think, on the back end. So it's good to, you know, finally get a look at that group together. It's the first time all year that this group of D will play as a unit. No, even a little bit. No, you can never, ever have enough healthy defensemen. I mean, we've certainly seen the extreme polar opposite of that against San Jose at home. So going from five out to nine ready to play is a nice change.
How do you manage that moving forward here?
Well, you want to, certainly there has to be a the idea of performance mattering at the same time. You can't be pulling a guy out of the lineup if he has an off period. So building confidence, but with that expectation. So this is kind of new for our group. We've got some real healthy competition at that position. So we're going to need to see some solid performances by the group. They need to stay in the lineup because other guys are hungry to get in. But we also have to give some time to some chemistry. Injuries are going to happen. All these guys are going to get back into the lineup at some point, one way or the other. We're hoping that that they all understand the value of the opportunity they've been given to play.
Would Postma be a guy you might want to use up front if you had an emergency situation like that? Or
I got a guy in the back end that's played up front.
But you don't want to move him.
No, but you know what? We've paid for some relief here with our schedule. We got three sets of back-to-backs left. And yes, you have to play four lines in the Western Conference, but if you get a little bit of rest, you don't have to play quite as much. So I'm not as worried about that right now with our schedule going forward.